Hey everyone, what's up? My name is Robel Kokil. I'm your host of Finance Training 101, an interactive podcast teaching you how to build financial wealth. Today I wanted to talk about what are the rich buying? I'm trying to structure my portfolio to look exactly kind of like mimic what the wealthy are buying, because they're the ones kind of seeing the trends, and I wanted to share what they're buying and how I'm managing my portfolio to kind of mimic that, and how you can too mimic it, even if you're not an accredited investor and normally wouldn't be able to invest in private companies, and even if you don't have a whole lot of capital. So I think I've mentioned this a couple of times in the previous episodes, right? Is that the rich, they buy assets, not liabilities, right? So they're buying stocks, bonds, gold, all these things that are going to appreciate, and they're taking in, right? And they're mostly buying assets, so they're buying stuff that's going to appreciate, and they're not really spending all their money. As opposed to the average American who is buying liabilities and not buying assets, right? So they're putting maybe 5% into their 401k plan, but otherwise they're just buying liabilities. They're buying a new TV, they're buying a car, and they're spending more than what the rich are. And that's why the rich keep getting richer, is because they're not spending 90% of their 90 or 95% of their paycheck, right? They're only spending like 40, 50, even less, right? So that's kind of what I get across is first, that's like the first part, right? But what they're buying is, I've been looking through in terms of like research, the main categories is they own equities, so stocks, bonds. They own now alternative assets. So alternative assets are items like now NFTs, cryptocurrencies, cryptocurrencies, you could also put that in the, gold would be considered an alternative asset, cryptocurrencies, and art. They're buying private companies in the private sector. They're buying equity in a house, land, either land or the house. And that pretty much then, and then they're buying like also in alternative assets, this can be like cars, right? Classic cars. So I wanted to talk about those areas and how you can do that, right? So they have their job, so they're getting equity from that, right? They're getting income. Then they're buying stocks, bonds. In terms of stocks and bonds, we kind of really talked about this, right? Mainly the rich are buying, they're buying individual stocks too, but they're mainly buying these index funds, ETFs. They're buying the Vanguard, so the total entire U.S. stock market, VTI. They're buying the S&P 500, VOO, or S&P or SPY. They're buying retirement funds. They have a pension plan or a 401k or 403b, right? So you could kind of figure that out, right? And then they're buying specific companies that they think they're going to do well. These are like what I've mentioned before in the past: Tesla, Peloton, Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Lemonade, Virgin Galactic. These are like private companies that you think are going to do well in terms of like the space. So that's what they're buying too, right? So that's kind of a common thing. We've talked about that a lot, right? In terms of home equity, right, that's pretty straightforward. They're either buying secondary homes and renting it, housing. It takes a lot of cash, or land, right? So it takes a lot of cash. So here's the workaround I am doing in terms of exposing my portfolio to real estate. You can either buy real estate funds, these are called REITs, on the stock market, or you can use this company that I use. It's called Fundrise. And what they do is they manage the money. So you put in the money, and they, with your money, then start buying different properties. So you own a wide array of asset classes. So that's what I do. And the minimum there now is, I think it's 10 bucks. So you don't need then $100,000 just to put the down payment, or you don't need $1 million to get your a home that you then have to rent. And then you own throughout the U.S. That's the great thing about Fundrise, is that you're able then to own throughout the U.S. So if I look at my portfolio with Fundrise, I see that I'm owning properties in I mean, obviously partial properties in Georgia, Houston, area in Texas, Dallas, Arizona, California. So like you're owning properties everywhere, right? And of course, since they're managing it and they're doing the whole back end of renting and stuff, they take a fee, right? But you're still compounding money. And that's a great way of doing that. So that's what I use in terms of this narrow area right here, right? So now we got through stocks, what to buy. That's what they're buying. Stocks, bonds, just the usual that we've talked about. Real estate, this is what you're doing. Land, they're buying land. That's a little bit more difficult, right, in terms of Fundrise does sometimes buy the land to then build a business or either like business for a business that can be used. So I would stick to Fundrise unless you obviously also have cash and you can start buying houses yourself. That's obviously a great investment too. So I mean that I just with other companies like Fundrise, you just don't have to go through the whole rental process, and it's a good way for investors who don't have a whole lot of cash on hand, liquid cash. Then they're buying alternative assets. So these alternative assets are art. You can buy that through Masterworks. You can start buying pieces of Picasso or blue chip art. Wine, they're buying wine. You can use other companies that allow you to buy a stake in a wine that then eventually sell later. And with crypto, so people are now moving from gold into Bitcoin. I would recommend that. I know I've mentioned before owning Bitcoin and Ethereum, so cryptocurrencies of that nature. NFTs are a way to also put a hedge. I mean, that's the artwork, that's the digital artwork, right? So that's your alternative asset class. And with Masterworks and these others, you're really able to own a piece. If you don't have that whole lot of money and you can't, you don't have $1 million to buy a Picasso, you can own a little piece of a Picasso. And then Masterworks is the same thing like Fundrise. It's a platform that allows you access to those things. They do art and they do other, I think it's just art, but there are other companies too that do trading cards and other stuff. You could buy an NFT, you could buy part of an NFT, and that makes it super easy. And what they do pretty much with there is like it's the same thing as Fundrise, right? You buy a portion, you own a little bit. Then the rich are also investing in private companies. This is where it gets a little bit tricky, right? Normally you have to be an accredited investor, make $250,000 or $350,000 or more for the last 2 or 3 years if you're filing single, or have $1 million or more net worth, not including your primary residence or primary asset. With that, there isn't really a workaround, right? So you can't necessarily invest in a private company that before maybe they go on the stock market. But what you can do is using Start Engine. So Start Engine is an equity crowdfunding. So this is what I'm handling. This is how I'm doing it, is I'm investing in Start Engine. So Start Engine is equity crowdfunding. It's pretty much like a Robin Hood, right? It lets you invest in companies, but this time it lets you invest in companies that are private, that are doing it through a crowdfunding. There's some limitations, right? You can't, depending on your income, you can't invest more than $2,000 a year or $3,000, depending. It depends, varies on your income, but you are still able to be exposed to companies like this. So this is why I own, I currently have 3 private company investments. One was through Fundrise. They offered it to their clients and customers. I participated in that. That's a private company still. Helio, which is an ag tech company that I think will do well. That was on Start Engine. I think their still campaign is open. I invest in that. And then Beanstalk, co-founded by Kevin O'Leary, is a fintech company that's really trying to democratize how we're going to get financial security for everyone and financial literacy, which is also like this podcast. You pay a monthly thing. It's going to be like the Spotify of fintech, right? You pay $5 and it manages your money for you and you keep putting it in. So these are the ways to do it. You got to follow what people who are having more money and who keep building are doing, and you're going to follow them. there are going to be limitations, right? You can't obviously do everything that more wealthy, affluent people have because they have more money and they're able to do it. We're not able to invest in a specific company. Like, we can't invest in Blue Origin, for example, or SpaceX. You can invest in SpaceX indirectly through Ron Barron's hedge fund that owns only a 3 or 5% stake in SpaceX, but you couldn't put like all your money into SpaceX. You couldn't just go and say, hey, SpaceX, give me $100, or I'm going to invest $100 in you. But that's what I'm trying to get at, is that there are different ways, right? So do not have your 401k as the only thing there, right? 401k is great. Your 403b plan for work, your Roth IRA, maybe that your work is offering, or something else, some other benefits, the match. The match is great. Do that first, obviously, because if you're getting a match, you're getting free money if they're putting it in. But don't stop there. Don't say, I'm done. I'm done. The match is working perfect. You got to keep going. And I would really say, if you want to be financially literate, follow the trends, right? So start dividing. Most of the money should be still in stocks and bonds, a little bit of in cryptocurrency, Ethereum, Bitcoin. There's small couple other ones, like with Cardona possibly and Aave. But otherwise, keep it in this, right? And then keep it mainly in the stocks and the bonds, your 401ks, but then keep diversifying further and further. So now get into real estate, and you don't need a lot of money to get into real estate. Get into Fundrise, use these equity crowdfunding platforms. Get into StartEngine if you really feel comfortable about how to invest in a specific company or a private business. You can get through StartEngine. Go and invest through Masterworks into a Picasso that you think is going to go up in value. Go invest in a wine or trading card or an NFT that you think is going to go up. Just keep on diversifying. And the more you diversify, the better it's going to be. So follow the way, guys. Just follow the rich, and you'll get to your own rich and financial literacy. Thank you all. And that's all I got from you guys today on this episode.